بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Esteemed listeners, we continue with our program today, the fifth night of Ulumul Quran. May Allah Azza wa Jal make it beneficial for us, accept it from us, our weak efforts. But remember, these are sciences of the Quran, Ulumul Quran. We want to get a briefing of the different sciences of the Quran Sharif. But here's some motivation for us, where we need to be motivated continuously. Remember, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had alerted us of this reward for this reward for this. And psychologically, when you are reciting the Quran Sharif, when take it for any good action for that matter, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the virtue for it, so that you must take benefit and you must look towards that virtue so that you can feel good in doing the act. Listen to this hadith. An Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So to make our lives fruitful, let's say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashra, that person who sends one salutation, one durood upon me, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 10 mercies from Allah Azza wa Jal for that person. One mercy is sufficient for the success of that person. So make it a point where you recite sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yuqalu li sahib al-Qur'an, iqra' wartaqi warattil kama kunta turattil fi al-dunya, fa inna manzilaka inda akhir ayatin taqra'uha. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, it will be said to the person, to the man devoted to the Quran Sharif, go on reciting and continue ascending the stories of Jannah, and recite in the slow manner you had been reading in the worldly life. Your final abode will be where you reach at the last time, at the time of the last verse of your recitation. So imagine this so beautifully, and this is it, that you recite the Quran appropriately and you do not rush through it. Sometimes we are rushing to finish too much, but the quality of that recitation, that's something else. You will make so many khatams, but the reality, what was the quality of that khatam? This is a major question. If you can read fast with tajweed, then that's still not the best, but it's good. It's with tajweed, it's fine. But in this hadith, and there is in the Quran Sharif, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم chapter number 73 verse 1, يا أيها المزمل. Yesterday we spoke about hadith number 3 of Bukhari Sharif. Hadith number 3 of Bukhari Sharif, the first chapter, باب بدء الوحي, the chapter on how wahi began. And we actually mentioned to you hadith number three, where how did wahi start? It started off with truthful dreams Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to experience. So, and then it went on, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go and used to seek refuge. He used to go, he used to like seclusion, used to go into khalwat. And khalwat in where? In the cave of Hira. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go and he would make ibadah there, and he would make dhikrullah, and he used to love the seclusion there. He would even take patkos with him. So this was Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the time when he was married to Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, and he used to like this seclusion. And we said to you yesterday, spare few moments, take it out in seclusion and turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what we need. Our Honorable Ustad, Mufti Ridaul Haq Saab Damat Barakatuh says, Jalwat me khalwat hai, or Jalwat me khalwat hai. In seclusion, there is that where you feel like you're in public. And where you are in public, there is that where you are in solitude. So how is this possible? Khalwat me jalwat, or jalwat me khalwat. So the cell phone, this is the answer. When you are sitting in seclusion, you are connecting with the entire world. It's as if though you're in public. And when you are in public, it's as if though you are alone because you are engaged in your cell phone. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would go to the cave of Hira, and then he would see dreams, truthful dreams. This took place for some time. Then Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam used to come to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yesterday we did the first revelation, Iqra. Iqra. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ma ana biqari'in. And then after the whole thing, we know the whole incident, we mentioned it to you. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes to Khadija radiallahu anha and he says, Zammiluni, Zammiluni. So Suratul Muzammil, this is chapter number 73. Allah Azza wa Jal addresses, Ya ayyuhal Muzammil, Ya ayyuhal Muzammil, Qumil layla illa qaleela, stand at prayer except a little. So Ya ayyuhal Muzammil, O you wrapped up in clothes, stand at night except a little. Nisfahu awinqus minhu qaleela, half of it or make it a little less. Awzid alayhi wa rattilil Qur'an tartila, or make it a little more and recite the Qur'an, and recite the Qur'an clearly with tartil in a distinct and measured tone. So, wa rattilil Qur'an tartila. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla is also stressing the method to read the Qur'an Sharif is in this clearly with tartil in a distinct and measured tone. So when you look at this hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, go on reciting. It will be said to the person, يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ اِقْرَأْ وَارْتَقِي وَرَتِّلْ كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلْ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَكَ عِنْدَ آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَأُهَا. And your final abode will be where you reach at the last time of the last verse of your recitation. In this commentary, Shah Abdul Aziz Rahmatullah Alayhi has written that tartil literally means reading with good and clear pronunciation, while according to Islamic principles, it means reading in accordance with certain rules. What are the rules? The letters of the alphabet should be correctly uttered to ensure their correct pronunciation, so that ta is not ta, and etc. Stopping correctly at the pauses so that the joining and finishing of the verses may not take place at inappropriate places. So this waqf, where to stop, this is something you should be learning. Imagine I just start speaking to you and I say, you know, the man went to shop. So there's inconsistency. So when we are speaking, you are communicating, you are reading the kalam of Allah, then how can you just stop where you feel like? So this also to know, generally, there's a ruling in Maktab, stop three words before. This is just for safety purposes because you do not understand the meaning. But ideally what we should be doing is recite the Quran Sharif. There is so much of ulama, especially in South Africa. Why not approach one of them and say, I want to learn the Quran Sharif. And where he tells you to stop, you stop. And make it a point of life for your life now. Where he says you make a mark there in pencil, and for the rest of your life you stop there. If it's a long verse and you carry on like this. These are just some tips for you. Raising the voice slightly so that the words of the Quran uttered by the mouth may reach the ears and thus influence the heart. Physicians are of the opinion that if a medicine is required to affect the heart quickly, it should be given a sweet smell by means of a perfume. For the heart is sensitive to sweet smell. And if the medicine is required to affect the liver, it should be sweetened with sugar because the liver likes sweet things. Therefore, if a perfume is used at the time of recitation, it will have a better influence on the heart. Tashdeed, So tashdeed, the doubling of letters, and mid should be fully pronounced because this reveals the grandeur of the Quran and adds to its effectiveness. And number seven, it is stated, all this you can find it in Virtues of the Quran Sharif. And this is by Mulana Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali. As stated earlier, he says, the reader's heart should respond to the verse indicating mercy of Allah or chastisement by him. So these are the rules which you can mention, which you can take benefit from, and these are Shah Abdul Aziz Rahmatullah Alayhi's rules which he has compiled. Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu anha was once asked by someone as to how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite the Quran Sharif. She said, in a way that all the sounds were clear and the pronunciation of each letter was distinct. It is desirable to recite the Quran with propriety, even if one may not understand the meaning. So this is what we are saying, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, that to recite the Quran clearly, sometimes you are reading so fast, all you hear, like Mulana Suleiman Katani, Damat Barakatu says, all you hear, يَعْلَمُونَ تَعْلَمُونَ. The commentators and learned scholars explain the above mentioned hadith to mean that for each ayat recited, the reciter will be elevated to a higher level in paradise. From other ahadith, it appears that there are as many levels in paradise as the number of verses in the Quran Sharif. So this is according to Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali. It is mentioned in a hadith that there is no level in Jannah higher than that which will be given to the reader of the Quran Sharif. So the readers will ascend in proportion to the number of verses recited by them in the world. So according to this, if you're going to say, and there is 6,236 verses of the Quran Sharif. This is all part of our Ulumul Quran, knowing how many verses of the Quran Sharif. 6,236 verses. So if there is 6,236 verses, that means every time you are reading, you are going that much. And if you make a full khatam, that means 6,236 levels you have reached, inshallah. The pleasure of Allah is what we need. Sometimes we are racing to reach certain levels, but we forgot the pleasure of Allah. So make it such that the pleasure of Allah is sought for and search for this. It is written in Sharhul Ihya that each verse corresponds to a high level in paradise. So a reader will be asked to ascend according to his recitation. One who reads the whole Quran will attain the highest level in paradise. And one who only reads a part of the Quran will rise up to the proportionate level. In brief, the stage or level reached will be fixed by the number of verses recited. This has all been given by Shaykhul Hadith Mulana Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali. He says then, فَإِنْ كَانَ صَوَابًا فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ كَانَ خَطَأً فَمِنِّي وَمِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ وَاللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ مِنْهُ بَرِيئًا. If my interpretation is correct, it is from Allah. And if it is wrong, it is from me and from Shaytan. And Allah and His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are free from it. And he says, I think that the elevation implied in this hadith is that which can be determined by the number of verses to be recited. When one verse be recited, the status will be raised by one step, whether it be read with propriety or without. But this hadith points to another kind of elevation, which is a type of an inner experience and is related to the recitation being with propriety or without it. So a person will be able to read in the same way as he reads in this worldly life. Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Alayhi is quoted from one hadith that if a person reads the verse and he reads the Quran very often in this life, he will remember it in the life to come, in the year after. Otherwise, he will forget it. And he says, Mulana Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi says, may Allah help us there. There are many among us who has memorized the Quran in their childhood through the religious zeal of their parents, but through sheer carelessness and negligence on their own part, have forgotten this capability in the latter part of their lives. It is mentioned in the hadith that one who dies while laboring and working hard to commit the glorious Quran to memory will be reckoned amongst the Hufad. Allah's bounty has no limits. We should only seek it. As a poet says, Ke iltaaf tu hai, uske iltaaf tu hai, aam shaheedi sab par. Tujhse kya zid thi, agar tu kisi qabil hota. O shaheedi, his bounties are common for all. You could not be denied if you were all worthy. What lesson can we learn for today? You get wahi matlu and you get wahi ghair matlu. Wahi matlu is that from Allah Azza wa Jal, which is recited regularly. This term is used to refer to the Quran Sharif. Wahi matlu is that which in both words and meaning are from Allah. And wahi ghair matlu, that wahi from Allah to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is not recorded in the Quran Sharif and is not recited like you recite the Quran Sharif. Meaning like you read Salah, you can't read a hadith Qudsi in Salah. You cannot read innamal a'malu bin niyat in Salah. So ghair matlu has this meaning to it. It means that it is from Allah and the words are from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in this, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ Surah Al-Najm, Allah Azza wa Jal says, verse number 3 and 4, Allah Azza wa Jal says, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not speak out of his desires. What he speaks is revelation revealed to him. This is revelation to him. So this is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Surah Al-Najm is chapter number 53 of the Quran Sharif. Yesterday we spoke about the different kinds of revelation, and in the hadith which we referred to, hadith number 2, we detailed hadith 3 and we spoke about hadith number 2, but we didn't mention to you. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha mentions, and she says that Al-Harith ibn Hisham radiallahu anhu Sa'ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked Hazrat Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فقال يا رسول الله كيف يأتيك الوحي, how does wahi come to you? فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحيانا يأتيني مثل صلصلة الجرس, sometimes it comes in the form of a bell sound. So this bell sound, you'll see, it was the most severe. وهو أشده علي, sometimes, وَأَحْيَانًا يَتَمَثَّلُ لِي الْمَلَكُ رَجُلًا, sometimes the angel would come in a human form, فَيُكَلِّمُنِي فَأَعِي مَا يَقُولُ, and he would speak to me and I would then preserve what he says. قَالَتْ عَيْشَةُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا, Hazrat Aisha رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا says, وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُهُ يَنْزِلُ عَلَيْهِ الْوَحْيُ فِي الْيَوْمِ الشَّدِيدِ الْبَرْدِ فَيُفْسَمُ عَنْهُ وَإِنَّ جَبِينَهُ لَيَتَفَصَّدُ عَرَقًا, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would, wahi would come upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a severely cold day, and he would be perspiring, his forehead would be left in perspiration, although it was a cold day. So these are the different ways wahi comes, truthful dreams, and we've spoken about other ways, sometimes between Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through dreams, through Jibreel alayhi salam in his original form as an angel, Jibreel alayhi salam in a human form, Jibreel alayhi salam in an invisible form, by means of a tingling sound, like we said, a bell, and this was the most difficult way of receiving revelation. The times of revelation, sometimes during the day, sometimes at night, winter, summer, all different times. Remember, after Iqra was revealed, after this, for 3 years, there was no revelation. And then Surah Al-Muddathir was revealed. So 3 years passed by. And remember, Waraqat ibn Nawfal said, if I'm with you, then I will be there to protect and I will help you, assist you. But he passes away. So for a long period after that, no wahi. And this was Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wahi. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll be discussing how the Quran Sharif was revealed and its history. We'll be touching on various, especially also in this topic, we'll fit in Makki, Madani, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.